Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout Matthew's gospel, Jesus is portrayed to us as the new Moses, the one who comes to fulfill what Moses and the old covenant could not. And so Matthew records that just before our text for today, Jesus had ascended a mountain where he taught the people. Just as Moses once ascended Mount Sinai to receive God's law from which God's people were to be taught. And just as Moses then came down from the mountain, so too Jesus, as we heard at the beginning of our text, comes down from the mountain. Yet both Moses and Jesus encounter vastly different things. Moses was met by the unbelief of Israel, who chose to form a golden calf for their God. But Jesus encounters two Gentile men who portray exemplary faith. The first a leper, the second a Roman centurion. Both these men have just heard Jesus' words from the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." It is then this word of Jesus that elicits faith and encourages these two men to approach him with their petitions. But it is not just simply that they approach him, but how they approach Jesus. They do not come as if they are owed these services for which they are asking. They do not come as if they have anything to offer Jesus. Quite the contrary. They come to him empty-handed. The first, the leper, comes and acknowledges that it is completely up to Jesus' compassion and mercy if he is to be healed of his leprosy. So again he says, "If you will, you are able to cleanse me." And what is Jesus' reaction to this man's humility? "I will," says Jesus, "be clean." And immediately we're told the man's leprosy was cleansed. So also with the centurion. He not only acknowledges that he is unworthy for Jesus to come under the roof of his house, but he also acknowledges Jesus' complete authority over his son's illness. If Jesus should so choose, the illness of his son must obey his command to depart. If Jesus wills it, this disease is helpless against him. All Jesus needs to do is speak the word. "Just say the word. That's all you need to do," says the centurion. And what then is Jesus' reaction to the humility of this centurion? Not only does he commend his great faith, but we are told that his son's illness is healed that very hour. These two Gentiles show great faith in stark contrast to Israel, God's chosen people, who meet Jesus rather with unbelief, as they had Moses. Yet these examples are not given us so that if we have any physical illness whatsoever, all we must do is come to Jesus with the same faith and he will heal us. Rather, these examples are given us that we might imitate the faith of these two men, both the centurion and the leper. These examples are given to encourage us to the same childlike faith that they had. For without such, Jesus says, no one will enter the kingdom of heaven. Like children, all must confess complete and utter dependency upon God and his mercy, just as children must confess complete and utter dependency upon their earthly parents. In fact, these ailments of both the leper and the centurion's son were used by God to show them their unworthiness, their helplessness, to remind them of their utter dependency upon God. These ailments, then, were gracious gifts of God, used to strengthen each man's faith, used to draw them closer to him. For it is only those who acknowledge themselves as unworthy who are healed. It is only those who confess that they are poor in spirit who are blessed and to whom the kingdom of heaven belongs. Satan, this world and your sinful nature want you to trust in your own abilities. They tell you that you are worthy, that you are not completely and utterly dependent upon God in all things at all times, that you in fact are fine and need no grace, no mercy. Yet as Luther rightly remarks in his large catechism explanation of the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, in short, if God does not forgive without stopping, we are lost. Those who will be thrown out into this outer darkness will be thrown out because they refused to acknowledge themselves as unworthy, and so did not come before Christ in childlike faith. Rather, these proudly rejected Christ and thought that they had no need for healing, for his forgiveness. But as Christ so often makes clear throughout the Gospels and himself says, he has not come for the healthy, but for the sick. Let us not then come proudly before this altar and hang on to our sins, but let us give them up to Christ, Christ who will never turn us away, or rather any who come to him weary and heavy laden. For look again at the example of the leper and the centurion and receive encouragement. Neither of these was turned away by Christ. And so then, as the Lord comes down from the mountain of this altar today, humbly confess your unworthiness and so receive his healing touch. For again he speaks the word, yet this a different word. Take, eat, take, drink, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Let this word be sufficient for faith to go its way with true joy and peace. For you are not worthy, but he, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, is. And he comes with healing for all who ask him. And so as you come, pray again our collect for today. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.